Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world.
To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button.
Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, good evening, everyone. How you are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. And we are at 8 o'clock UK time. I know that we're at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. We have an amazing show lined up here for you today. We have an amazing guest on. I know that we're waiting for our guest to come into the studio, which shouldn't be too much longer. Today is a way of doing things at a different way and multitasking. Now, as you know, I'm not good at this. There we are. Something might happen there. We never know. Okay, so let's get on with today's show. You can call in. You can get involved with today's show by dialing. Or if you are in the USA, you can dial in on your telephone or your cell phones on 760-283-4611. And I'll say that again a little bit slower. 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside the USA and you want to call in, then dial 001-760-283-4611. Or if not, then you can go on to Skype. You can call in free via Skype. All you need to do is go to the show page of www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Simple as that, MikeSpiritFM. And then call in via the Skype button at the top of the page. So that's how you get involved with today's show. I'm all at sixes and sevens. Let me play you some music whilst I get my guest on. So sit back, feet up, and enjoy this.
But since there's no way to calm down,
make them remember,
help describe our love as
incredible.
Okay, and welcome back here to Mike Spirit FM. We do, I believe that we have our guest in, and I believe this is Karen. Hi, Karen, are you there with us?
Hello, can you hear me?
How are you doing there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Karen,
I'm
well,
fine.
We are
thank
live.
You.
We're live here on Mike Spirit FM. Do you want to tell us who you are? Because I know that you've been on before, and I know I've got some people in the studio that's quite keen to hear all about you. We've got two amazing mediums in the room here with us. We've got somebody, Karen, that he was just saying there, squeezed me in a week that I'd done up in a college here in the UK called, I forgot the name, Stansted Hall, Arthur Findlay College, and I know that you had a lot to do with that. So tell us all about you, Karen.
Well, I'm connected with the spirit world from when I was a little girl already. And from the year 2005, my connection became greater and greater. And from that time on, I became working with the spirits. And I loved it so much, so I'm helping the people here in my country where they will and when they want.
That's absolutely amazing, Karen. And because I know that you also have a little store there as well, don't you? Out in so tell us where to exactly again are you?
I'm a medium, and I connect with the dead people, so we call them spirits, and I also
yeah.
connect with angels, and I have my own spiritual center, and I make also workshops and meditation and. A lot of things, more readings and everything is going on in my center.
So where to can we find your center there, Karen?
My center is in Holland, in Friesland, in the town called Sneek. And it's pronounced S-N-E-E-K. And I lived there for a long time already, all my life. So that's a long time.
Okay.
And,
okay, so you offer readings there, you offer workshops and classes,
yes.
and so how can people get hold of you in Sneek if they are in that area there, Karen? Is there a phone number they can call the store on, or can they just come in there? How does that
yeah,
work?
Yeah, they can call, but they can also just ring the bell and ask me for if I have time for them, or... they just can walk in. Sometimes I have walk-in hours, and then
okay.
they can ask me also.
Okay, so that's a brilliant service that you provide there for your clients, I suppose.
Yeah.
I know that you're on Facebook, so give us your link to your Facebook page there.
That's 1 minute. That's Facebook. I don't know in my head, but it's facebook.com. And when you go to my page, that's my official page, then you go to facebook.com/mediumkarin.
Okay, it's as simple as that, /mediumkarin. And I've actually got that up, and what I'll do there, Karen, I'll post that in the chat room as we speak, so bear with me a second, and there we are. There we are. Karen is just under your name there in the chat room there. So that's the link to your Facebook page.
Yes.
So I know that you've been away the last few weeks. That was on a holiday you went, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was on a holiday. It was very nice, very warm, very peaceful also. It was very good for me. Yeah.
Good. So you had time to kind of re-energize yourself and get back to where you need to be, which is perfect.
Yes. Yes, it was lovely. Yeah.
Okay, and I suppose you came back to Snake with a big down to earth, back to work straight away, was it?
Yeah, that was. Then you have to go on again.
You know, I know the feeling myself, but you know, that's fantastic. It really is. So, okay. So, have you got any events that's coming up around your area at the moment?
Yeah, the next event is on the Wednesday, and somebody is giving a lecture about NLP. I don't know if you know NLP, but it's very important also in our being. Sometimes you need to connect with yourself, and NLP can be there a good specimen in, if you like.
Okay.
So there's going on at
okay,
Wednesday.
So that's NLB, and that's a workshop, and there's NLP. Okay, fantastic. So I've lost my trail of thought now.
It's not from me, from myself, but it's from somebody who's giving the lecture of NLP, and she is also going to provide workshops with it, and that will be on Saturdays in the future. So.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Karen. Well, as you know, that I've been busier today rebooking flights to America. So if you are listening and you are in the West Palm Beach area of Florida and you want to come and see me live, then come and send me an email. Send me an email to mikespirit15@aol.com or let me give you an easy email address of mike@mikespirit.fm. Send me an email and I can let you know where I'm going to be whilst I'm visiting Florida again on another tour. So that's mike@mikespirit.fm. Come and find out where I'm going to be, what I'm going to be doing, the workshops there, the demonstrations, all with the wonderful Sarah Spiritual. Really looking forward to my return this year in October. October the 23rd is when I will be there arriving in West Palm Beach in Florida. I wanted to say hi to some friends I've got with me here in the studio. Let me just introduce you to a great friend of mine. He's a little bit shy, so he said he just wants to just listen tonight. But Karen, let me introduce you to Don. Don, come a little bit closer to this microphone by you. You're gonna, that's a drag your chair around. Say hi to Karen.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Karen.
How are you?
You've got a big deep voice.
Yeah, it's a big deep voice down there. And lovely to speak to you. It's the first time I popped into Mike's place. I've known Mike for donkey's years. And I think he got donkey's years as well.
That's not nice, Karen, is it?
It's good.
Not
he listens
really.
To everything. He listens to everything. But, it's been absolutely fun knowing Mike for the many, many years. And to see him now with his own site working like he is and communicating throughout the world is absolutely fantastic. And I believe you're doing more or less the same thing. Yes?
Yes, that's correct.
That's wonderful.
It's nice to see and to hear that he is doing a lot of things all over the world.
Yes, it is. And he can only progress and go further and further.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, I know that Don has been a worker for many years, Don, haven't you? How long have you been working for the spirit world yourself?
50.
Yeah. So 50 years I've been working.
Yep.
Okay, I've been working for 23 years, and Karen, you've been working for, since 2005, when we became a master, 9 years. So collectively between us, we have 82 years experience, just us three. Just us three year alone, 82 years experience.
A lot of time. Yeah.
That is like a lifetime achievement, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
The most enjoyable part of it is actually teaching people, and I hear that that's what you're doing. teaching?
I'm teaching also, but it's not really that I teach them how to use mediumship or anything, but
yes.
I give also healing teachings, and some people love to heal other people, so I give magnified healing, Reiki healing, and also the angel healing and that thing. So that's for me the most thing I give to people.
No, that is my trait at the moment. It's the very field that I'm deeply involved in, is teaching many people in the churches around our area in South Wales, actually teaching and training the healing. And it's absolutely lovely to watch them coming on and progressing. But more important, it's lovely to watch the patients being healed.
Yeah. So
many people are coming back. It's a very special gift.
Well, I know that we have Laurie here as well, Karen. Say hi to Laurie. Laurie, say hi to Karen.
Hello, Karen.
Hello, Laurie.
Now, I know Laurie is, hasn't got much experience as Don.
I'm not as old.
You're not as old as Don, okay. Well, maybe so. But I know, Laurie, you've been working for a little while now, haven't you?
My forte isn't mediumship. I enjoy the philosophy of spiritualism. And I'm now doing trainee healing as well. And Don is actually my instructor in the healing.
Well, that's quite bizarre, Laurie, because I know that you're taking a course at the moment with myself as well, isn't it?
Yes.
So you've got your two tutors in front of you.
I have, yes.
So Karen,
I'll have to behave myself.
You'll have to behave yourself tonight. Well, you know, you've got enough in front of you, Laurie. You've got me, you've got Don.
Well, I have, haven't I?
You've got me, you've got Don, you've got Karen. But best of all, we've got my mascot, so to speak. It's Marley.
It's badly behaved dog.
Hey, my Marley, he's a good boy. He's sat by you, he's being really good.
He's covered us all in hair.
Yeah, well, you know, that's his thing, isn't it? You know, that's his thing. So, Karen, should we get on with today's show and let's take a few callers, shall we?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so if people want to call into the show today, then simply just dial in. It's 760-283-4611. Or if you want to call in and you're outside the USA, then it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you want to call in on Skype for free, then simply just go to the show page of www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM and press the Skype icon button at the top of the page, and that's how you will come into the show. So before we go into our callers, let me just play you this next song. So let's say feet up, sit back, and enjoy this one.
I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. My old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says, body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. Just wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. I quit school, that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision.
leave tonight and live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arms are nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, we go cruise and entertain ourselves, still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl, I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted, and we'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arms felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking all day at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arms felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my amazing guest, Karen, here. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
How did you enjoy that song?
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, I was singing with it.
Good, because I know that we got my two friends here in the studio with me, and they were kind of singing along with us as well, enjoying the song. I know Laurie was enjoying that song.
He was.
Okay, so Karen, let's go to the phone lines, and let's go to our first call, and let's go to area code 404 and say hi and welcome. 404, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Hi, my name is Tanisha.
What was it?
Tanisha.
Okay,
I didn't get the name quite right.
It's Tanisha.
Tanisis. And where are you calling from there?
Georgia.
From Georgia. Wonderful. Okay, Tanisis, what was the reason that you called in for today?
Just any messages from spirit, anything that comes up.
Okay. Well, let me hand you over straight over to my guest, to Karen. Karen, let me hand this one over to you and say, Tanisis. Karen, Tanisis.
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
So you have a question for me, or shall I go? Just go on with it.
Well, if anything that comes up, but I'm really concerned about my location, where I will be relocating to, living.
Oh, don't worry, they say. Don't worry. It will come okay. It will be okay. Don't worry. You worry too much. I feel also very busy in your head. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. But you don't have to worry. There's just a little bit of confusion and around your thing, and also that you sometimes cannot decide things. Is that correct?
Yes.
So you have to make a decision about something, and it's very heavy on your heart. It feels like it's very hard, heavy on your heart. Just let go. Give it to the universe, and they will give you the right signs, what's good for you. And if the move has to be there, it will come. And it's not very taking a long time anymore. It will be soon.
Okay.
Do you have more for me?
Just that in romance.
Sorry, can you repeat that again?
Love life, romance.
I couldn't hear it very good. Can you speak louder in the mic, please?
Just love life and romance.
Ah, love life and romance. Uh-huh. Don't worry. Okay. Take good care of yourself. It's important first to love yourself. Loving yourself will help the relationship to go on. Do you have a relationship on this moment?
No.
Okay, there will be. There will be a relationship because I see one with you. Okay? Don't worry, but you have to take care of yourself if you want to have a good relationship going on. So look at yourself in the mirror and say to yourself daily, I love myself because I'm good and I'm good enough for what will bring to me, what will come to me. If you do that and you can really love yourself, what's inside and what's on the outside, then the love of your life is coming much quicker than you had thought of. Okay?
Okay.
So think about that. I get a feeling that there's somebody with you, and they want to give me a little message for you, and it feels like a grandmother. Can you rely with that?
Yes.
Okay, there's a grandmother from your mother's mother. That's the grandmother, I feel. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and she is giving me the message. And she says also, don't worry too much because I did it and it will not be good for you. So try to get rid of all the worries. Try to relax. Take meditation time. Take yoga or what will help you.
Can I ask a question? Because she told me that I was going to get this job in another state, and I did not get it, and I was a little disappointed.
What did she, the grandmother who's on the other side, she told you what?
Yeah, she said I would get this job in another state, and I didn't get it. And I don't know what happened.
Okay. She is telling you, okay. I don't have the feeling that you have to move to another state, but I see something other work, and not in the long run, but in the short time. So it will come. If you want to change your job or you want to change your work, it will come because I see it. I see changes. If maybe it's possible in your own work, sometimes open doors will stand on and you can walk through them because the opportunity is there. And that will not mean that you have to move. So that is also a possibility.
Yeah, I really wanted to, though. I really wanted to move.
Okay. If you really want to move, then it's your decision. I cannot...
I always
say that the future is not for us to foretell, but sometimes I make a little bit open so so you can walk on that path that is good for you, that is chosen for you. And so if you want to move, that is your decision. And then it will be the right decision also. Yes?
Okay.
Mike, can you come in?
Yes, most definitely. That's okay. Okay, I forgot your name again.
Tanisha.
Tinnitus. Tinnitus, I think that what Karen's given you there is absolutely fantastic. But let me pick up on this grandmother here, because I'm becoming aware of your grandmother, the vibration there of her. You know, would I be right in saying it to you that that you feel at the moment that you're becoming aware of spirit yourself a little, is that right?
Yeah.
And would I be right in saying there to you that you're waking up in the middle of the night all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, because she says here to me that you've been calling out to her. Do you understand that you've been calling out to her a lot of late? And asking for a vibration to come closer to you, because I know that's what she tells me that she's been doing at the moment, is coming closer to you, trying to let you know that you're not alone. Now, before she passed, will I be right in saying to you that when she passed on to the spirit world, that she certainly would have been confined to a chair or a bed or something when she passed on to the world of spirit, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, see, because I know that's how she comes close, and that's how this grandmother of yours makes herself more apparent there to me, okay? But what she wants me to say there to you is, you keep your eyes held high, but and you will get there, okay? But you need to kind of steer in the right direction, okay? Because I feel that there's like a multitude of paths that you could go across at the moment, okay? But steer yourself in the right direction, you'll get there exactly where you need to be. Does that help you a little bit there, Denise?
Sure.
Okay, bless your heart. Well, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day now. Bye. Okay, Karen, it's time for you to put your feet up a little bit here, because I'm going to let Don do some work, because Don is like my mentor in this. I know. Oh, my God. He's starting to panic a little bit now. And I'm pressing some buttons that's making me go very loud and quiet.
I've got microphone phobia.
And you have got microphone phobia. But let me go into the Skype caller, and it's Shavi is the Skype name. Hi, Shavi. Can we take your name there, please?
Yeah, it's Siobhan.
It is Siobhan. Hi, Siobhan. And where are you calling from?
From Ireland.
From Ireland. Perfect. Okay, well, I'm going to hand you over to Don. This is Don Sutton, and he is in the UK here with me. So, Don, it's over to you.
Hi, Siobhan.
Hi, Don. How's things?
Very powerful voice coming across from yourself.
Thank you.
Did you ask me?
Siobhan?
Yes, Siobhan.
No, I just want to say anything about relationships, if you can pick up anything for me.
Yes. At the moment, there's been lots of ups and downs with you in your life. And I'm actually tying up the lady here who's gone across to the spirit world, has come very close to you, and she's watching every little move you make. You're very uncertain of yourself.
At times, yeah.
Yeah. But in its own way, I feel that sometimes you actually put yourself down, and it's not very good.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, right, with the relationships going around you, you are in a rather large group of people who are friends, yeah?
Yeah.
And you're watching changes where other people are getting on and you're getting left behind.
A bit, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, as I say, would you understand a grandparent in the spirit world? Because I got a mother figure, but a nana coming through. Would you understand a grandmother in spirit?
Yeah, my grandmother from my mum's side is on spirit. She would have passed away, I think, when I was two or three.
Okay, well, I was just going to say, you're a babe, right?
Yeah.
You're a babe, she passed, but obviously she's coming across very close to you, and she'd have been very house-proud, very lovely lady. You may have little memories of her, not much, but your mum would have spent a lot of time with her, yes?
She did, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of time. And actually, your nan was like a second mother to you.
Right, okay, I don't remember that.
Well, you were a little bit young there, but she just let me know that she was the boss and she was looking after everything going there. Right, so she's just telling me about things happening with you, and she's saying that you have a bright future there, but your relationships, you have to be very choosy.
Yeah.
You know, you have a lot of friends, which I wouldn't I would be a bit wary of. You understand if
right,
that way?
Okay.
You understand that. Some good, some not good, but the ones they sort of hold you back. So let them go. Let them go.
Yeah, I've been kind of having suspicions about that all right at the late.
Yeah, I know Nan's saying let them go. No, she's not saying trouble, she's a bit, it's hassle you can do without. Right.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling she's saying she's bringing a lovely fella close to you. So I think she's a bit of a matchmaker as well.
Okay.
I think she's more of a matchmaker. I think she married half the people in the family, got them together. So she's saying to you, don't feel alone or lonely. Things are in progress. But you are the main catalyst to make sure that you can make that relationship work.
Okay. She's
very strong and powerful. And she tells me you already have your eye on one. Yes.
One or two, one or two.
No, one special, one okay just in case for the backup.
I know there was one lad I did like, but I found out he was engaged, so that was the end of that.
Yeah, all right. But, you know, as I say, Nanny was the matchmaker, and she's still laughing around, and she's having lots of fun and laughter with you. But once again, you know, for a little while you've become a little bit reclusive. You've been staying in, and she's saying...
I have, yeah.
Yeah, she's saying, get your butt outside. Get outside and enjoy yourself. It's not a time to be inside. You'll never do it that way. I'm smiling still because you're just saying something about your work experience. That's not going well, is it?
I've been out of work for over a year sick.
Yeah, she said your work experience is not going well. So
no.
Once again, that's a bit of a, as I say, a bit of a drawback for you at the moment, but... Once again, she's looking down that alleyway to get you back in. You understand? Because that's what you want to do. So she has a lovely head in there. I know we talk about CVs and all the rest of it, but put a little bit extra on them. Make them want you. Okay?
Yeah.
Right. And then again, don't go for second best. That's what she's just telling me to tell you. Don't go for second best just because.
Okay.
There's a lot of love coming down from your nan. I know she's exuberant with it, and it's absolutely fantastic. I wish she could be there with you now to hold your hand and laugh as you walk along.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to say God bless you and thank you for joining with me. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Okay there, Siobhan, thank you very much for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in there.
That's great. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. And we have another Skype caller, and it's Camry Cyprus. Hi, Camry Cyprus. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, it's Kelly.
Who is it, Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay, Kelly, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cyprus, but I'm from Swansea.
You're calling from Cyprus, but you're from Swansea, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Perfect, okay. Okay, Kelly, we're going to do a little bit something different here tonight, because I'm going to work with you, okay? But as you heard in the beginning of the show, we have Laurie, which is one of my students, and she's going to join in. She's just lit up like a Christmas tree there. she's going to join in with us there, so... Come on, girl, get yourself ready to work. Because, Kelly, let me start off by bringing a gentleman forward to you there from the spirit world. This gentleman, I know that he's been with you for quite some time, and he makes me aware to say to you, when he passed, it was very sudden. There was a very fast passing there with him when he crossed over to the world of spirit. He does make me feel as if he links towards your dad's side of your family, because I feel connected towards your dad's side. And as I feel connected to your dad, so I feel maybe more like your granddad when he passed home to the spirit world. But I know it was the heart that took this man over to the world of spirit, because he tells me it was fast and almost like as if he didn't take much notice of any complaints or any ailments that he had. So I know that he makes me aware that where he was, he kind of like, and don't take this the wrong way, but kind of like dropped to where he was, because that's what he tells me. and I just went home to the spirit world that fast. To look at this man, I know that he's quite a nicely built man in the build of his body there before he crosses over to the spirit world. And I know that he'd be quite rounded within his facial features as I'm becoming more aware of him. Do you understand of your granddad there, there, Kelly, in the spirit world?
I don't really know my father's dad.
You didn't know your father's dad? That's okay.
No.
Okay,
no.
Then let me ask him for a bit of information there, Kelly, on yourself. Because, you know, if you didn't really know them, then I've always said if they know us, then they can tell us something about our lives, okay? Would I be right in saying that you, Kelly, that you feel quite disappointed in your life at the moment? Is that right?
Yes.
And almost as if this feeling of, like, negative, not yourself, but it's like as if I've been let down a little. I'm feeling a little let down. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And it's almost as if I want to say that you, by the ones that we are supposed to trust the most, it's the ones that let us down the most. Do you understand of this?
To
an extent, yeah. Okay. See, and he tells me here that about drying your eyes, okay? So there's obviously been a few tears has been shed there, Kelly. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Perfect. See, because, see, your granddad has come around your vibration because he knows exactly of where you are in life, what you're doing within your vibration there. And all he wants me to say is that, that you're not walking this path alone, because I know that you've been fearing that you're alone in this life. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, so you know, even though that you are a long way from home at the moment, okay, you're looking forward to your return, is that right?
No, I've been living up here for a long time, so
okay.
There's no plan
why
to
would
come
I...
back.
Okay, I want to say that you're about looking forward to your return. I want to, I don't know if you're planning on a visit or you're wanting to come home for some reason, but I want to say planning on your return visit.
Okay.
Okay. Remember I'm saying it to you because I know it's important, okay? So I know that there's a some kind of reason why I want to come back home. I don't know whether it's for to visit someone or to saw someone. I don't know. But I know that there's a reason behind that, okay? Laurie, do you want to add on in there?
Yes. As I was listening to that conversation with you, I got the... impression that I should be saying to you that we're all commanders of our own ship. Does that make sense to you, that sort of statement? That at the end of the day, we come into this world to experience certain things, but we do have free will. And at any point in your life, you can always make decisions. And it's those decisions that dictate where you go in life and how you conduct your life and how happy your life is, in fact. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
The thing is, we don't want to get too public with personal information. And like I said earlier, my forte is very much around the philosophy of life. And it is about breaking free sometimes and doing something and experiencing something that you're almost fearful of. But it's that getting over these situations that makes us stronger people. And it is about controlling ourselves and our fears and being the strong people we're supposed to be. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
I don't really want to open it up any further, but I shall leave that thought with you. And I can honestly tell you, I have been in the same boat as yourself. And it takes great courage to make decisions on where you're going and how you go about doing it. And literally jumping out of the aeroplane, so to speak. Okay, so I shall give you much
like
love,
that.
Blessings, and wish you well.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, Kelly. Before we just wrap up there with you, Kelly, I'm very much aware of your being sensitive yourself to the spirit world. Is that right?
Yeah.
And what I've been right in saying to you that you're kind of wondering which direction to take this. Is that right?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, because I know that I feel kind of like not sure which direction to go, which direction to take, but taking the right route there for you, okay? Follow your inner feeling, follow your gut feeling, because that's where the spirit world inspires you. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, and keep listening to those inner that inner voice, because I know that, Kelly, that that inner voice keeps telling you to do something. But you need to get on with it and do it. Does that make sense there, Jim?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Bless your heart. But remember, Kelly, that you can always call in to Mike Spirit FM at any given time. But remember, and you can download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling there.
All right, cheers very much.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye.
This was far, bye.
Okay there, Karen. are you still with us there, Karen?
Yes, of course.
Okay. You know, it's kind of like a three-way thing going on here. One of my mentors is sat right there with me, and one of my students sat right next door to me. It's kind of like an amazing experience. It really is. So let's go to our next song and say, put your feet up there, Karen, and we'll be going straight back to the phone line straight after this.
Okay, I will.
My breath, get to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I said not a thing, so I fell for everything. Cut me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice.
Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Now, Karen, how are you doing there?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm doing even better now. Now, Anne's just walked into the studio as well. So, hi, Anne, all the way over there. Okay, you know, it seems to be like a party going on here, Mike Spirit. It's brilliant, isn't it? We got tea coming in, Karen. We got everything coming in. So tell us where to you are again. You're in a place called Snake, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's pronounced different than you say it, because it's actually a Dutch name. So it's S-N-E-E-K.
S-N-E-E-K, Sneak.
Sneak.
Okay, well, I'm glad you eat. Okay, so Sneak. So, do you have a phone number that they can call you if they're near that area?
Yeah, that's 0515-41, I have to think about it, 41. No, I know it because I don't ever call myself, so...
It's just true, you don't call yourself.
So wait a minute, I look it up, and I give it to you.
Okay.
Contact. I put it here. It's 0515-431636.
Okay, perfect. And they can call that number there if they want a reading there with yourself, or if they want to be a part of the workshops or the demonstrations that you're doing. Because I do believe, Karen, that you have guests there as well, don't you? So you can, so people can call in and find out what kind of things that you're going on there. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I have also an agenda, and it's on another site for me. That's the website is from the Lotus Throne. It's also very difficult to pronounce for English people, but it's my spiritual center, and a lot of guests are coming and giving lectures, and they're giving workshops and everything. What they can do, they do it in my center.
Okay, absolutely perfect. So I know that you have guests over there regularly doing workshops and demonstrations and everything else, which is perfect.
Yeah.
So if people want to get a hold of you, then if you are in Sneek or if in the area of Holland, then make that call and find out. Or even message you on Facebook. I know the link is in the chat room there to find out more about what you're doing. So let's go back to the phone lines there, Karen. Let's go to area code, 315, and say, hi, 315, are you there with us?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Can we take your name there, please?
Yes, the mic is Annette.
What was it, sorry?
Annette. Yes.
Okay,
Annette.
Where are you calling from?
New York.
Okay, perfect. So Annette and Andrew shoot over to Karen. Karen, it's Annette, and it's all over to you.
Hi, Karen.
Hello, Annette.
Hi, honey. I just started a new relationship, and the gentleman's name is Alan, and I was wondering what my family that's passed on has to say about it.
Okay, I will connect with you. Just a moment. I have to make the connection.
Okay.
Did you, how do you say that in English? Did you hesitate for this relationship with Alan?
I did, but it didn't have anything to do with him. It had to do with a previous relationship.
Yes, I know, because that was my question further on. Then you decided to go for Alan. So your intuition is correct. So don't hesitate or don't question about it anymore, because this relationship is okay. And if it's okay for you, then the family has to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to have an agreement from family? Because you have to live with Alan. The family don't have to live with Alan.
Yes, I know. I have many psychic friends, okay, and I try not to use one against the other. but it's kind of like either I get a very good reading on him or a very negative one.
Nobody's negative. I always say nobody's negative, and everyone has is carrying the love inside of it, and everyone has carried the light in love in the heart of everybody. So I never say that somebody is negative.
Okay.
You have to see it like it's a schooling. Sometimes you need lessons in this way of life. And Alan is also a lesson, but he was also a lesson in your former life. So the lives you lived already together, you didn't close it. So now you're coming together again, and now you can make a lot of it. So take the chance and go for it, I say. And he's not negative. He's a nice man. I feel there's a lot of warmth inside. And I have the feeling also he can make you laugh. Is that correct?
Yes, he does. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So go with the gut feeling. It's okay. He feels okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because see, he's out of the country, and he's coming next week. And, it's just... and I have been told that we have a past life together. So that's not the first time I've heard that.
No, it's even not the first life. It's more lives you have already shared, and that's good, because now you come and everybody is going to be aware. It's all over the world. Everybody is going to be aware and awakening for everything and around us, and everybody is also awakening for former lives. And in your situation, you know already that it's happening. So when you saw Alan, it was like the connection was just like, like you connected, like Cupid put his arrow just immediately, and it was directly. And in this lifetime, you can make it happen again, because it was on former lives also a very good relationship. But sometimes in former lives, you don't have a relationship like man and wife. It can be also that you had a relationship like mother-daughter, or father-son, or mother-son, or auntie-nephew, and take so on. So that connection you take again. So that's why you see each other and you connect directly again. And that's why you can make it work now, for if you want to have a relationship with this person. And I still believe that this man is okay for you, because you trusted your gut feeling. So don't question about it. Don't ask permission, because it's your life. And make sure it's a good one, because it will happen.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much for your reading.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon.
Okay, there. Thank you, Karen, for the wonderful reading. Thank you, Annette, for calling. Remember, Annette, all you've got to do is download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, Hans.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. Let's go to area code 864 and say, hi, 864, are you there with us?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Can we take your name there, please?
I'm sorry. My name is Sheila. I'm calling from South Carolina.
Okay, Sheila from South Carolina. And what was the reason that you called in for today, Sheila?
Actually, kind of for a general reading, I wanted to know how things are going to go with my previous boyfriend.
Sheila, let me work with you, okay? My forte is to link to the spirit world, as you would know if you're a regular listener to the show. I'll do, I'll link to the spirit world here for you and see where we go, and maybe that they will give us some insight to what's going on with your current situation with your current partner there.
Okay.
Let me start off here by talking to you of a lady that I have here with me, a lady that I feel that's quite short, quite slim to her build, before she passes on to the spirit world. I know when she passed it that she makes me aware that the condition that she had kind of physically drained her for months, I want to say that to you, because I know that it's something that would have ate her up inside out then, kind of thing. So I know that it would have went right way throughout her body. when she passed on to the spirit world. I do believe it's like a cancerous kind of condition that she makes me aware of. I believe that she links towards your mum's side of your family, says Sheila, when she was you with. Do you understand of a lady upon your mum's side that would have passed the cancer?
Actually, my mom passed about 2, maybe 3 years ago for cancer.
Bless her heart. Okay.
Ovarian cancer.
Bless her heart. Okay, because I know I've got this lady here. So it's your mum that comes forward to be with you at the moment. And I know that she makes me aware since she has passed on to the spirit world. Your life has changed dramatically then. It's been very much of a in and out of a kind of a situation then, should I say, for want of a better word. Almost as if like you're finding it difficult to settle yourself. Do you understand of this?
No, not really. It has been changing more downs than ups.
Okay, well, that's what I'm talking about. There's been lots of changes, okay? And, you know, since she has passed, that's been more apparent than since she was here. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, see, because that's exactly what she tells me there, okay? Now, I know that she wants me to say that as she comes forward, she wants me to talk to you about that we can move on from this. So let's talk about your current situation, about this current partner. Now, would I be right in saying there to you that you feel like as if you would like a little bit more commitment? Do you understand that there's a little bit more commitment that's needed around your vibration at the moment? Is that right?
Yes, but I was told by someone that he got involved with sent some negative energy my way to keep he and I apart.
Okay. See, because I know that I'm being told that, you know, that there's this feeling of I need a bit more commitment. Now, if you've been told that he's been involved with somebody else, I don't know. I'm not aware of that, so I don't know. So I can't pass comment or judgment upon that. But what I am being told is that you need to start looking after yourself. You need to be more important now to yourself than anyone else, because it's how you are feeling right now will dictate the rest of your life then, so to speak, okay? Now, are you prepared to be feeling like this for the remainder of your life, or are you prepared to be happier for the rest of your life? That's the question you kind of need to ask yourself. And if it is that you want to be happier, then it's time for us to do what's right by ourselves. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you there that there must be some kind of concerns, whether it be to do with your own health or that there's someone close there with you with their health? Because I feel that there's a little bit of concern at the moment. Now, I know I'm not a doctor, far from the word. I can't prescribe you anything. I can't diagnose you anything. But I feel that there's like bloods. I don't know if you've had blood tests or there's someone close around you that's had the blood tests. Would you understand why I would talk to you about the blood test there at the moment there, Sheila?
No.
You don't? Okay. Well, I know I'm aware of blood tests that's going on here, almost as if I want to be tested for things, okay? So when this... Okay, so I'm not going to move away from that because I'm told... Okay. Would I be right in saying it to you, your partner? Let's talk to you about your partner. Would you understand the blood test there with your partner? Is that right?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, can you just remember I'm saying it to you because I know it's important. Blood tests are important to me because I know that's what I'm aware of to say that to you, okay? But certainly, don't dismiss what your mum has come in to say that to you, okay? Because what she's come in to say is to look after yourself and be important to yourself and never mind what everybody else is telling you, because I feel that you're pulled and pushed into so many different directions in your life at the moment. Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You must do what's right for yourself there, okay? And never mind what everybody else is saying or doing, okay? Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand.
There's a gentleman that comes in as well that I believe is quite close to your mum. Now, again, this gentleman makes me feel that he's not a very big man of his build. He's quite slight to his build as he steps closer from the spirit world. I believe that he makes me aware that when he passed, I'm aware that I want to say that to you, I passed in my chair because I want to be comfortable in sitting in my chair. So maybe the chair is home. That's where he would have been when he passed, because I know I want to be sat down. I kind of want to put my feet up for a little while here, So again, that's how he would have been before he passed on to the spirit world. But you know, if I had to put an age on this man, I would certainly put him around his early 70s, maybe 73, when he passed on to the world of spirit. Is that right? Do you understand a bit?
I just had an uncle pass away in April. I'm not sure where he was when he passed, but he was my mother's brother.
Perfect. Okay, and that's why that he would stand close there to us. I've got your mother, and I've got your uncle, which is her brother, that steps close. See, you know, the words I want to use to you, like a set of crutches, like a support there to you there from the spirit world at the moment, just to come and give you a bit of aid, a bit of support. So know that this dilemma that you're in at the minute within your vibration, with your partner, that you do what's right by yourself, okay? Never mind what anybody else is doing.
Okay.
You do what's right for yourself. Does that help you a little bit there, Sheila?
Yes.
Okay, bless your heart. Then, you know, you do download a copy of that reading there in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a nice day.
Full day now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to our next song. So again, put your feet up and enjoy.
Oh,
Okay, well, welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on this Sunday evening here in the UK. My amazing guest there, Karen. Hi, Karen. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you. Nice song, by the way.
Karen, it's one of them songs that is, it was played at my granddad's funeral. It really was. So that's the reason why I chose that one this evening. But it's a song that... It's a very relaxing song, isn't it? It's a song that I kind of like to listen to a lot before I go out and do a demonstration, which is, that's the reason why I chose to play it.
Uh-huh.
So, Karen, I want to know more about your workshop. So what kind of things do you teach? I know that you said that you teach spiritualism, you teach angels, and you teach lots of different things there. So do you teach, like, crystals and everything else?
No, crystals is not my side, because I love them very much and I have them all around me, but it's not my my kind of thing to give people lessons about it, because I'm not that keen in it. But I love them very much. Sometimes I recommend also one or two or I recommend somebody else who can give them a good advice for crystals, but no, I don't give lessons in crystals.
Okay, that's fine. So what kind of workshops do you teach there?
I teach magnified healing. I teach magnified healing is also a kind of healing like Reiki healing. It's a little bit different than Reiki healing, and you need also a whole weekend to come for a workshop. So, but it has given me a lot. You're going to be every day, if you put on your own exercises, then you will be lined in a crystal line, and you're connected with the universe and the earth. So you're directly also very earth, down to earth on that matter. I give also workshops in spiritual painting, spiritual drawings. I give meditation lessons for people who need to be quiet in their cells. So that's a little bit the thing I do in my center.
Okay, perfect. But you also do readings, spiritual communications,
yes.
And obviously your healing, which is fantastic. So people can just... come in on a specific day, or they can book you for any one of these sessions. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. They can book me. I see in my agenda when there's time, and then we make an appointment for them.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so let's go back to the phone lines here, Karen, because I know we've still got people that's on hold. And let's go to area code 313 and say, hi, 313, are you there with us?
Hi.
Can we take your name there, please?
Hello. My name is Sherelle. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Sherelle, is it? Okay, perfect.
Yes,
okay, Sherelle,
Detroit,
I'm
going
to hand it straight over there to Karen. Karen, it's just Sherelle, and it's all over to you.
I want you to read. I want you to read for me.
You want me
That's
to
okay.
read?
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
She wants you, Mike. That's okay.
Okay, Karen, if you're happy, then I'll continue on. Okay, let me... get to where I need to be. Give me just a second.
Okay.
So was there any specific area you want me to look into, or was it just a general communication you wanted?
Both. You could pick up me and Michael, and you see a successful future with us. We just got into a real bad argument earlier, and it's been 6 years, and it's just a long way to go. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, let me make a connection to the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going, okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Instantly, I have a lady here with me from the spirit world that wants to be around you. Now, this lady, she makes me feel the latter part of her life that she would have kind of spent in and out of the hospital for a little while, because I believe that she's in and out of the hospital here before she passes on to the spirit world. I know that as she comes forward, she makes me feel... I want to be connected into your family. I believe I want to be within your mum's side, because I know that's the area she takes
me.
Bless her heart, okay? And what I'd be right in saying to you, with your grandmother, if this is your grandmother I've got, she would have lost a bit of weight before she passed as well. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So I notice here as your grandmother comes close, and I'm asking her the question that you just asked me there about your, you and your partner, and you just come out this argument there. Now, would I be right in saying there to you that it's kind of left you in a place of where you feel as if you're not sure anymore? You don't know where to go from here on in. Is that right? Do you feel depleted within yourself? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And it's almost as if you're starting to blame yourself a little now, this Cheryl. Do you understand that you're blaming yourself there? Is that right?
Yes. I always do.
Because she says to me that you need to stop blaming yourself and taking all the blame on yourself there, on your own head, because you've got nothing to blame yourself for. Now, would I be right in saying to you that all that you did was speak your mind? Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
Because she says to me, all you did was stand up for yourself, and all you did was to voice your opinion, okay? And it got blown out of proportion from there on in. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Okay. Now, I believe as well that it's taken you some lots of courage to pick up the phone to call in today, isn't it?
Yes.
Because she makes me aware that you had to pluck up so much courage to call into the show today to obtain a reading there with myself. And she says to me that that she's communicated before with you. So this is not your first communication from your grandmother. I know that she's been through before. But she says to me that she's always by the side of you. Now, don't give up just yet, okay? So what I think she means by that is that it's not over yet, okay? So stop thinking that that's the end of the road for you. Do you understand that that's what you're thinking?
Yes. Well, when you say don't give up, it's meaning that don't give up on this man or the relationship or just stuff, period, in general.
Don't give up on this. Don't give up on yourself, mainly.
Oh, okay? Myself.
Okay. Don't give up on yourself, okay? Because you're a lot stronger than what you give yourself credit for. Because would I be right in saying to you that you feel without him you have nothing? Is that right?
Sometimes I do feel that way.
Okay, because she says here to me that you are stronger than what you give yourself credit for. And I know, excuse me. Okay, and I know that she makes me aware that instead of thinking to yourself that this is the way it's meant to be, it's not, okay? Is he a taller man than you?
He says he what now?
Is he a taller man than you?
Yes, he's taller than me.
Okay, and is he dark? Dark in the color of his hair?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that's the kind of image I'm having, a taller man, dark in the color of his hair, but a very much of a kind of man that could be quite demanding upon times, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, because I feel that I want to say that you that he's always been that way. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's where the clashes happen, isn't it? Because you're not that kind of person. You like to have a more of a relaxed life. Is that right?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Okay.
I do like to demand a guy at some point too.
Okay. Okay, because I mean, told that you like the more relaxed and where he is more demanding. See, it's more to do with the point of clashing of personalities, and that's what this thing over the last day or two has been about, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, I don't think that this is the end of the road for the two of you. I think that it's like a start of a new road, okay? That it can be something good there for the both of you, if you wish it to kind of be that way. But what I want to say this to you is keep going forward, okay? But let's get some boundaries in the way here. Let's get some order. Let's bring control into this relationship, because I know that's what's needed, okay? So the more control you bring into your life, the more control that comes into your vibration, the better it's going to be for the both of you, okay? So don't give up just yet. Keep going forward, but follow your heart and mind.
I'll try not to.
Okay, follow your heart and mind, because it will take you through this difficult time, okay? Okay. Now, I don't want to spoil any surprises or anything, but is it like something... See, I know I'm conscious of a surprise here. It's like, is it being like I want to make up, and I don't know if there's like a meal being prepared or something, or you're thinking of preparing a meal for him, or he's thinking of doing one for you, or there's been talks of a meal?
I don't know.
Okay,
mind is just so blocked right now. I don't know what that argument got my head all over the place.
Okay, well, I believe that there's a meal that's going to be involved here, okay? When this meal comes along, know that I've already spoken to you about it, okay? So when he offers you out for a meal, will you do me a favor and act surprised? Because I know that's what I want to bring in there for you, okay? It's like a peace offering, a sorry, so to speak, and knowing that he is there to support you, and I believe that's what he's going to do. You know, there's a lot of changes that needs to be done on both your part, your part and his part. And when those changes are being made, then it'll become better there for yourself. Do you understand this?
Yes. I'm just kind of skeptical because he still continues talking to other females, which he told me he don't even talk to other females. And I don't know what to do from this point in, because it's like sometimes I put my fully trust in, sometimes I don't. And when I put my, as soon as I put my trust in, I get hurt. So.
Okay. Okay, well, I know that, see, I'm being told that you're learning to trust him, then go with that, okay, because I feel that that's the right thing there for you, okay? Go within your gut instincts, go within your trust, go within your auric field of knowing that he is going to be there by the side of you, but there's a lot of changes needs to be done on both your parts, okay? Does that help you a little bit there, Sherelle?
Yes.
Bless your heart.
Did the other lady want to add on? I forgot, what's her name again?
Karen.
Y'all can get Miss Karen. Did you want to add on to anything? Thank you, Mike.
If I want to add something, I give you an angel card, okay? One minute.
Okay.
The angels
for
today is giving you Adriana. And Adriana, she is going to lead you to the answer on your questions. Listen to your inner gut and your thoughts and your dreams. And follow the steps. So she is giving you on that way. So when you are dreaming, or
mm-hmm.
you're seeing signs or anything else, know
mm-hmm.
that Adriana is helping you on that moment. Okay.
Okay, and I can connect with her, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Just connect with Adriana, and Adriana will help you in the decisions you make, also in your relationships. Also, I want to follow up on what Mike said on your relationship. Don't be too
mm-hmm.
jealous. Don't be too jealous. Give the guy a little slack. And that's a little on the American way, I have to say it, but it's the way it's coming in to me, okay?
Okay. I try to follow
I,
that.
I have we have a saying here in Holland, when the man is looking outside, he come home to eat. Can you understand
mm-hmm.
that a little? So let
yes.
him look on other women, but just give him the time that he can eat at home.
Okay.
So he can snuggle and eat on you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's it for tonight.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. God bless you. Have a good
yes.
day, okay? Don't
God
worry
bless
too hard.
You also. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you, Sorella. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. Let's go to area code 347. Say 347. Hi, are you there with us?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Can we take your name there, please?
Sure, my name is Tanika.
Tanisha.
Tanika,
yeah. Tanika, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from New York, from Long Island, New York.
Okay, perfect. And what was the reason that you called in for this, Tanika?
Just wanted to know about relationship. Just someone that I had a strong connection with. We met in May. This past weekend, I went to see him, and he told me that he was in love with someone new. But I feel like we have such a strong connection. While we were together, we fell in love. We talked about marriage and children. And I just was wondering what you guys see for the future with us and what you guys see going on now, because I felt like this was someone that I would marry and have children with, and I thought he did too. So don't really know what's going on and hopefully what's going on right now and what the future holds for us.
Okay, Tanika, let's start working it. Karen, let me hand this all over to you. Tanika,
okay.
Karen, Tanika.
Okay, Tanika, I will try and connect with you and see what's coming up. What is the man's name? Can I have the man's name?
Yes, his name is Nick.
Again?
His name is Mick.
Mick, okay, Mick. Yeah, now I know. It almost feels like he has another relationship. And I don't know for sure, but it feels like it. And he is still connected with the other relationship. Can you say if this is true, or do you know or don't you know that?
Well, this Saturday when I went to see him, he told me he was in love with someone new and that they weren't compatible. But I really thought that we loved each other. I don't know if he was telling the truth or not.
Okay. What I want you to tell you, and I had a feeling that there's a lady beside you is telling and talking to me, and the lady is like an auntie, I think. It feels like an auntie, and you were connected with her very much. Is that correct? There's an auntie on the other side?
Yeah.
And she's talking to me, and she is saying to me that please tell Tanika that she has to put her vision on the future of herself and not the future on this guy, because it's lost. This one is not coming to you. I'm so sorry to say, but this one is gone. He is already connected with another woman. So you have to put on your heart to yourself. Just connect first with yourself and go on with your life. And then there will be place for another relationship. And it's sadly to say, but you have to go on, she says. That's your auntie talking to me, okay? She is really saying this. So it's from the universe is giving you this lesson, how hard it is also. But you have to learn about this, because in another relationship, then you can recognize again what's happening in the former relationship. Can you relate with this?
Yes, I just didn't know if it was totally over or not. I was hoping for something that would get better.
I cannot hear Tanika. Did you hear her mic?
Okay, Tanika, I don't know if you can speak up any louder there so that Karen can hear you.
Yes, I was saying that I was hoping that things would get better. I was hoping that he would come back and maybe we could reconcile, because we did have a strong connection, and I thought children and marriage were in our future together.
Okay, did you catch that there, Karen?
Yeah, I just a little. It's the connection is not very nice, but I understand it. I told her already, Mick is not in your league. Mick is gone. Mick is having an other relationship. So concentrate first on yourself and on your life. Make for yourself a new beginning, because you have to go on. And how hard it is and how much you like to be in the relationship with Mick, it's not going on. I'm sorry. And because your auntie is telling me this, and she is very persistent that I have to tell you that you have to go on with your life. So please do.
Okay.
Close this relationship and make sure you have a good first with yourself. So take time for it, meditate, come clean with yourself, and then go on. And then the next relationship will be sooner than you think. And that will be the one that is correct for you. Okay?
Do you know about when that might happen?
It will be happening soon, but not in this year anymore. Soon for me is already very soon if I say it will happen in the next year and then about springtime. And so that's about the situation that will come. So about springtime, there will be more openings to new relationships. So go for it. Heal and go for it. Yes?
Yes. Does Mike have anything to say to me?
Oh, your connection is not very good. Can you speak up a bit?
Yes, I'm saying, does Mike have anything to say to me?
Oh, Mike.
Okay.
Mike, do you have
yes.
something to say to her also, to Tanika?
Yes. Tanika, let me work there with you because, I was listening there to what Karen was saying and listening to your question as well. You know, Tanika, I feel as if I want to say that you're, and I don't mean this to come out the wrong way, but I feel as if it's time for us to move on here because I believe that's exactly what you need to do for yourself, okay? On a psychic level there, and a level of where you can find happiness again, I believe it's time for us to move on, okay? I know that's maybe not what you want to hear, or maybe that's not what you want to even think about, but it's what I have to give you. See, and it's all about what I have to give you is what I need to give you. Now, will I be right in saying to you that whose birthday is in the June month?
His birthday is in June.
It's his birthday in June. Okay,
yeah.
Because that clarifies of what I'm saying to you. And see, what's to do around, I don't know if it's the, see, I'm getting the 28th. What's the 28th?
I don't know. His birthday is June 11th, 1983. I don't know
okay.
whose birthday is on the 28th.
Okay. Let's not worry about the 28th, but I know that June is important, okay? You know, Tanika, I know that you don't want to hear what I just said, but that's what I have to say to you. Okay, and I'm not going to apologize for saying it the way it came out because that's exactly the way it needs to come out there because I know that you're feeling depleted, feeling down with inside yourself. Is that right?
I'm very heartbroken. We really loved each other a lot. Right before I met him, I kept seeing 11-11 on the clock, and I was at a very bad time, and I kept praying to 11-11, and I met him, and his birthday happens to add up to 11-11, so I thought it was destined to be. We talked about children and talked about how thankful we were that we met each other. We talked about marriage. So I know sometimes he says stuff he doesn't mean, so that's why I didn't know it was over. If it was true, we really loved each other, and I thought he was destined. But it was destined because his birthday is 11-11 also.
Okay. You know, the thing that I need to say to you is that no matter what, you need to look after yourself, you know, and sometimes these signs of 11-11 and everything else comes in for a reason, okay? Sometimes it can be of that we're on the right path. It can mean that we're doing the right things or to do something, okay? But I believe that the whole reason of the spirit world being around you at the moment is to let you know that at the moment it's not making you feel happy. And what I need to say to you, you need to do what makes you feel happy, okay? And I believe by moving on, then it will make you feel a lot happier in yourself. I hope that's helped you a little bit, okay, of what me and Karen's given you. I'm going to move on there with that and say thank you very much for calling. Remember, you can download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Karen, let's go to our next song. So
okay.
Put your feet up and enjoy this one.
I will.
Thank you.
Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my amazing guest here, Karen. Hi, Karen. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Nice song, by the way. I love Michael Jackson. I'm a big fan of him.
Well, that's okay, because I know Michael Jackson, you know, he was a legend in his days with his music, and, you know, long live his music long after his passing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm very happy to play Michael Jackson. I really am here on Mike Spirit FM. So, Karen, tell us a little bit more about your center there out in Sneek.
Snake. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my center is it's like an old farmhouse, and it was the last in the center of the city. And we, in the beginning, when we started with all of things here, I was a kind of wellness, a sauna. And it didn't work for that time. So I always say then, what's not working, the angels are telling you something, you have to change, you have to move on. So I moved on and said, okay, we close the sauna and we go for a spiritual center. So that is what we are doing now. And a lot of readings are going on. Also guest mediums or guest psychics are coming. There is a lot of lectures going on. Also workshops is given as well, not only by me, but also with guests who are giving workshops. So it's nice to be there. Everyone is coming to my center. They say, oh, the energy is nice. It feels good. Thank you. And also, they when they are gone, when they're leaving, they say, thank you very much, and it felt so wonderful and good, what are you doing, and So my healings are also very nice for the people I give. I give also healing on distance. So when people are having problems with something, I tell them, okay, you give on your name, and if you like, I give you a distance healing. So that is also my thing to do.
Yeah. You know, the crazy thing is there, Karen, as you know, I've just booked my flights back to America, to West Palm Beach, and just before I did that, I was looking at some flights. I would have landed in the Netherlands for a few hours, but I found other flights that's going to take me direct to where I need to be, which is quite amazing, really. But, yeah, I was almost nearly going to be with you in October.
Huh. Oh,
well,
wow.
Not so much with you, but around that area, you know? Isn't that something different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice. If you like, you can come. It's possible. Even you can sleep here if you like it. So there's room and space enough for you to come. And then we can organize also an evening or a whole day, what you like, that people can come for you for a reading.
Oh, perfect. Well, you know, I know that we can talk about that later on off air another time, definitely. And, you know, it's amazing that we're able to link with each other from, you know, so far apart and link to the spirit world. So, yeah, you know, if people want to know more about me, my next tour of America, then simply send me an email, and my email address is mike@mikespiritfm, simple as that, mike@mikespirit.fm, should I say, simple as that. Send me an email, and I can let you know all the information where I'm going to be. So do you have a website yourself there, Karen?
Yes, I have. It's a very nice one also. It's www.mediumkarin.com.
Okay, simple as that. Now, as I said, we do have Anne Sapphire here in the studio with us, and I know that Anne is. I know that you spoke to Anne before, and let's say, well, Anne, say hi to Karen again.
Hello, just don't expect me to say it back in the language as I spoke to you before.
I can say, okay.
Forgive me if I pronounce it wrong. Goedenavond.
Goedenavond. Yes.
Well, that was close enough, wasn't it? That was close. That's better than what I can do, Anne. So what was it?
Goedenavond.
Hello there. Goedenavond. Goedenavond. Like that,
is
that right?
Yeah, that's almost right. Goedenavond. Yeah.
Oh, there we are. I can speak a little bit. Goedenavond.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, we should have lessons in so I can speak different languages, because I need to learn to speak Hudnavan. I need to speak...
Well, Finnish, then.
Yeah, that's Finnish, yeah. what's Norwegian? What's the...
I've got that multilingual.
Okay, you're not multilingual. Okay, because I know that last time that you was on, that we had Brichter on as well from Norway, and... that was quite a funny, good show, really, that was, wasn't it? So maybe we can do something again later on in the future. But, you know, let's, again, Anne. Hi, Anne.
Hello. Nice to meet you again.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, even I'm getting it now. Utnavan, that's easy. I can say that. What else can we say? Can you teach me another word?
Goedemorgen, that means good morning.
So say it again.
Goedemorgen.
Goedemorgen. Goedemorgen.
Yeah.
Goedemorgen.
You almost say it in the German way, but it's okay.
Okay, Rich, you're not very good. Stick the plug in. Okay. Bilingual is not our forte here, Mike Spirit FM, it really isn't. So, Anne,
yeah.
You're being very well, but a headache.
Yeah, stress of people.
So, Karen, can we send some healing over to Anne at the
to
moment?
Anne? Of course, I will. I take her into my hands. So it's coming.
Oh, bless you. Thank you very much. But there are other people out there in the world that deserve it more than I do at the moment. So.
Yeah, just a little and it's coming. And the angel's taking care of the healing now, so it's coming to you.
Thank you so
much. Every day I do some healing to the world. Every day I take healing to every part of the world, so that's very nice to do also. Feels good for myself.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, so well, we're nearing at the end of the show. Time does fly, doesn't it? It really does.
Yes.
So, Karen, tell people how they can get hold of you again.
They can hold of me on www.mediumkarin.com.
Okay.
And even on Facebook, is it Facebook/mediumkarin.
Okay, so it's as simple as that. Okay,
yes.
I know that we still have lots of people listening there and still lots of people on the phone lines. Unfortunately, we're not going to have time to get around to any more of there, Karen, because time yet again has beaten us. I can't believe the 2 hours have gone so quick. It was such an honor to have Don Sutton in the studio here today, because Don is a long-time old friend, a long-time old medium, a man that really pushed my career forward. And I know that you're looking at me now, because he did push my career forward, because he's the one that put me forward to the JV weekend, the JV Trust Week, that went up to the Arthur Findlay College here in the UK, up in Stansted, and done a week's training there with another gentleman. And it was thanks to Don that got me there and really pushed my career to where it is now. So I'm really grateful for Don. He's been a long-time serving medium. And, you know, he deserves all the best things in life that life can throw at him. He really does. And 12 Laurie here as well, you know. That was a bit of a blast, really. Laurie is one of my students from the class I take on a Monday night. And, yeah, she's doing very well. But then to be graced with you two, Richard and Anne, that was really nice. And to be joined there with you, the Karen, all the way from Finland. The only questions
no,
on my
I'm mind... I'm from Holland.
From Holland. You know, I keep getting things wrong tonight. I don't know what's the matter with me. I think I've got like a brain lock going on. Only thing that's left me to say there to you there, Karen, is would you come on again?
Yes, of course. I will.
Okay, well, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening and for calling to the show. But I want to play the show out with a song. So I want to say good night, good day, wherever you are.
Gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams, when all your hopes are sinking. Let me show you what love is. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? Trash man, I will give.
together. It's our finest hour. We can do anything.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.